USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Pentagon says it will require all U.S. military members to get vaccinated against COVID-19. In a memo, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said he would request approval from President Biden to enact a mandate that would require all personnel to get vaccinated by mid-September. The Department of Defense said Monday that more than 60% of active duty troops are already fully vaccinated, with about 73% having received at least one dose. And Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said Monday that the salaries of superintendents and school board members who violate the state's ban on mask mandates in school districts could be withheld. In a statement, the governor described the penalty as a consequence for noncompliance. DeSantis signed an executive order last month directing the state's education department to draft rules preventing the implementation of school mask mandates. Two lawsuits against the ban have already been filed by parents in the state. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee, and here's my beautiful wife, Chelsea.
Hi, women. I have a message just for you today. Every single day, we have women that come to us in pain. Not physically, even though, yes, that is too, but in pain from suffering of hopelessness because they have tried every single thing to lose weight, and they can't.
And they can't year after year after year, and they give up. They give up hope. They're desperate. They're in a dark place, but we have a light of truth. Science is a search for the truth that is known. In our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, ladies, you will lose 15 to 20 pounds of solid fat every 4 weeks. Go log on to our website. Look at the testimonials of real women just like you who were hopeless, but this changed their life.
Check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
The Senate is expected to vote on the $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill early Tuesday morning, with the measure expected to pass. The package coming to a vote after senators spent the weekend debating amendments to the bill. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says his department is ready to distribute money for infrastructure projects as soon as the bill becomes law. He tells CNBC what Americans can expect to see as a result of its passage.
You're going to see quicker improvements and fixes on your roads. You're going to see projects to get your bridges back in shape. If you live near a port, you're going to see funding for ports. But if you don't live anywhere near a port, you're still going to be better off, because it's actually in places like the Midwest, where I'm from, that so much depends on being able to get agricultural products, for example, out efficiently, which isn't always possible with the supply chain backups we have. So this whole country, this whole economy is linked in terms of air and rail, water, roads. Everything fits together. And frankly, everything needs more work.
This is USA Radio News.
Friends, my Glendale's, my pillow, my slippers make my feet feel better than they have in about 20 years. My pillow proprietary foam, memory foam, patented impact gel, indoor-outdoor soles, you won't want to take them off, or Mike Lindell will give you your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and save 40% using my promo code USA.
One congresswoman is getting backlash for her support of the Defund the Police movement. Tim Berg reports.
Democratic Congresswoman Cori Bush is getting criticism from both sides of the aisle as she supports defunding the police despite spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on her own personal security, which she says is warranted because she's had people try to kill her. Utah Republican Congressman Burgess Owens joins Fox and Friends to react to the Democratic efforts to defund the police.
Do not expect anything but what we see. Their creation is misery. Look at the urban communities they represent. They have never changed anything for decades. Don't expect anything different. We're just trying now to change the image of our great country into the image of what they put into these urban communities.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Taliban forces have continued their offensive in the wake of the exit of U.S. and NATO troops, taking control of two more provincial capitals on Monday. They now control the capitals of five of the country's 34 provinces. The offensive coming with a campaign of political assassinations targeting senior government officials in Kabul. The Taliban's push has drawn international condemnation, including calls from the United Nations to end the attacking of cities. And a federal judge says that she doubts the legality of the White House's latest eviction moratorium, but may not have the power to change it. U.S. District Judge Dabney Friedrich made the comments in the case of a group of Alabama landlords seeking an injunction against the CDC's moratorium on evictions in counties with high or substantial transmission of COVID. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.